from the Dallas Maintenance Hangar number 5. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening. Today, I am at the Boeing Burgers and Beer Birthday Bash being held in one of our hangars, hangar number 5, as I said. Southwest Airlines is celebrating its 37th birthday, and Boeing is throwing us a party. Boeing has thrown this party for us for several years, and it, of course, revolves around our birthday. And I just thought I'd give you a little bit of history about how this company kind of started. It really dates back to 1966 when a man named Roland King met with his attorney, Herb Kelleher, and it was a legal meeting. They were trying to get dispose of a airline that Roland owned, and it was a small airline that was losing money, and it was flying between cities like Laredo and Eagle Pass. Roland had the idea to serve larger cities in Texas instead of the small towns that his commuter airline was serving. Now, Herb didn't know much about the airlines at the time, obviously, but he decided to, Herb being a person not to turn down a drink, he met with Roland at the St. Anthony's Club. And to illustrate the idea, Roland drew a triangle on a cocktail napkin with the corners representing the three Texas cities that he was proposing service, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. As he said, as an interstate carrier, they would not be subject to the CAB, or the Civil Aeronautics Board, restrictions. In order for this to work, you have to have a commercially booming state and some really big cities far enough apart to make bus or car travel inconvenient. And really, there's only two states that fall into that category, California and Texas. California had Pacific Southwest Airlines and Air California, and they were both doing very good, very, very successful. The other state, though, was Texas. And as Roland said, Herb, we don't have an airline like that. Well, Herb thought for a moment and said, where would we get the capital? Stunned, Roland replied, capital? Oh, I guess we'll have to raise it. Herb shut his eyes for a moment, and when he opened them, there was Roland grinning at him. And then famously, Herb exclaimed, Roland, you're crazy. Let's do it. And that was the beginning. That was the absolute nexus of Southwest Airlines. These two men started Southwest Airlines. It took them a number of years, a lot of legal lawsuits. Is there any other kind of lawsuit? And they fought all the other carriers. No one wanted us to start. But Herb, with his persuasive legal maneuvering, was able to get Southwest launched 37 years ago. I'm talking to Dara from Boeing. Thank you very much for throwing this party.
Well, thank you very much for buying all those airplanes.
I guess it works both ways. Let's see. You're with Boeing, and then there's burger and beer and a birthday and a bash.
Yes, and there's going to be live music. They're going to be starting
a band.
A band, and we have a special super secret, I don't know who it is. They haven't even told me, but a surprise singer that's going to be starting up here.
Oh, I hope it's Tom Jones.
Anytime. Oh, I was kind of hoping Neil Diamond.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Then the rest of the band is going to be starting up at 5, and the beer's going to start flowing here about 5 o'clock.
Oh, it's 4:30 now, so I can't wait to see who that is. I hadn't heard about the secret mystery guest.
It's a secret mystery guest, and I don't, and they won't even tell me.
Well, thanks so much for coming in from Seattle. You live in Seattle, and you came down here for this great party.
I did, and I love the weather. So,
somebody had to write the checks, huh? Oh, you like the weather here?
I'm being very sarcastic.
Yeah, okay. I've been to Seattle. You got nice. Everybody complains about the weather in Seattle. I've never had a bad day there.
You've been very lucky.
Well,
it must be all your good charm.
That must be it. So what's going on, Bill? One of the bloggers, Bill Owen.
Hi there. How's it going?
Okay. What do you think of the afternoon?
A little warm, but the Burgers and Beer Bash is always a good time. I was part of the Spirit of Dallas in 1994 when we did the very first one. And I love to be here and see what's happening. Something always happens at the BBBBB.
Well, it's the Boeing Burgers and Beer Bash.
Birthday Bash. Boeing Burgers and Beer Birthday Bash.
Thank goodness they didn't have, barbecue and baked baklava.
We could go for an even dozen.
Well, so what are you going to be writing about next,
Actually, yes, I do. We'll be talking next week about the schedule opening, which is going to be next Thursday. So we will have what we hope is a very informative piece on that. So we hope everybody hits that blog, southwest.com, and reads about all the changes coming this November.
Thanks for talking, Jimmy. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
See, I can wish everybody here a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Southwest Airlines.
And I'm sorry, Beth?
Beth Mosby.
Beth Mosby. And you are a new flight attendant?
Yeah, I've been flying for a year.
But you've been with the company for a while.
12 years.
And what did you do before?
I started off with reservations, went to reservation automation, then I was an in-flight crew planner.
And so far, are you happy with your decision to go in-flight?
Oh, my God! I have the greatest job on the planet Earth.
What makes it so great?
Flying, being in a different city every night, meeting fabulous people.
You like talking to the customers? You like helping them out?
I love my customers. I love my customers. They're the greatest. They're the reason I have a 401k, and they remind me every day, you go get me something. I say, yes, ma'am.
Do you have any funny stories of maybe a customer comment or something you've experienced on the road?
Well, I really have an awesome story. I was flying from Amarillo to Dallas to Houston to New Orleans to Orlando, and a gentleman was flying with us in the front seat, and I ran off the plane in Dallas to get, you know, our lunch, and I bought him a salad, and he gave me a VIP ticket to the space shuttle launch, which I got to go May 31st. It was awesome. I went with his family.
You know what, Florida?
In Florida.
Well, how cool is that? You went?
I went. It was way cool. And, you know, now I have a new friend, and I love them.
Well, gosh, thanks for talking with me today.
Well, you're welcome.
Now, I'm with one of our bloggers, Gordon Killery. How's it going, Gordon?
It's going real good.
You got a big party going on here. What's your thoughts for the day?
Well, it's an awesome party as usual. Want to wish Southwest Airlines a happy birthday. It's a great thing that Boeing does for us every year, helps celebrate our birthday. And there's a lot of people here.
And what are you going to be blogging about next, do you know?
I've got a few things in the works, but I can't reveal them.
It's a secret.
Yeah, it's top secret.
Well, gee, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Gary, a real quick word for Red Belly Radio. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, so to speak.
You know what? It's always wonderful to celebrate Southwest Airlines and 37 years of success. And if there's ever a more stark contrast to what it's like to be at Southwest versus the rest of the industry, I don't know what it would be. But, yeah, it's a great celebration today. Spirit of Dallas putting on a great party. And thanks to the Boeing Company. Thanks to GE for putting it on for us. So, yeah, we're all here having a great time.
I just kind of right now, this time of day, I kind of wish they started the airline in a cooler month.
I was thinking the same thing.
Thanks for talking with me.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Well, that's it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. Thank you for listening.